Terry Savage is with us, the money lady, the one that gives us the savage truth. She tells us the hard things, whether we want to hear it or not. I'm intrigued by this story you've been covering, Terry, about Walmart. I feel like they're leaning into the financing world.
Everybody's leaning into the financing world because retail margins are so slim. Walmart, of course, now the largest grocer in the country, has decided that it is going to do, you know, we've talked about the companies that will break your payments up and your purchase up into four payments for you. They were hot stocks earlier this year. You don't have to go through a credit check. It's not quite like a credit card. Now we're seeing the chickens come home to roost on that as people realize, I had four easy payments on the refrigerator. That made sense. And then what did I buy that suit on sale? I bought that, four easy payments. And since you're not getting, I mean, you're responsible for making those four payments. So just as the bloom is off that rose, credit card debt is high, these additional spread out your payment plans. Now Walmart's getting into it with its own version of financing for easy payments. And pretty soon those payments aren't going to be so easy. But Walmart will step on the credit card companies, which charge, of course, interest from when you buy it.
Interesting. Someone said, please ask Terry about the Illinois credit rating. What are we doing right? Is the outlook good?
You know, we used an awful lot of pandemic money in different ways. I think if you ask Sheila Weinberg, head of Truth in Accounting, she would say that we used a lot of the federal money to make our current finances look good while not dealing seriously with our pension obligations. I'll let her parse the numbers. But the credit agencies aren't dummies, and if they want to raise Illinois' credit, it cuts our interest rate we have to pay to borrow.
I told you. She gives it to you the way it is, the savage truth. If you have a question for Terry Savage, 312-981-7200. I was intrigued by Tesla's announcement today that they're cutting 2,700 jobs at their Texas factory. What's up with that?
They're cutting more than 6,000 jobs. Their stock is down 40%, although I'm just looking, it's bounced back after the close. It closed at about $144. It's now back up to $156. Stock's still down 40% for the year. What's happened is they have now Chinese competition. And that's cutting their margins. They haven't figured out a way to cut their costs to compete, especially overseas, in electric cars. So their free ride is over. There are some who say that there are people who are avoiding Tesla because of Elon Musk and his personal reputation, but they're having problems in their car business. That's not what I thought you were going to talk about when you talked about layoffs. How about the headline news that Dom's Kitchen and Foxtrot, you know, which just, you know, those super wonderful gourmet grocery stores merged, I think it was just before the year end. They shut down their entire company today.
Yes, and the sign on the door. I mean, saying how much they're in debt, like somebody hand wrote it.
First of all, there was no pre-announcement of this. So you know that, I was looking it up, Tesla hit, in California and Texas, has the same thing we have here in Illinois. It's called the WARN Act, which stands for Worker Adjustment Retraining Notification. But basically, it says you have to give 60 days notice. So I'm sure that they're going to continue paying their workers for 60 days or face a lot more legal bills for Dom's and Foxtrot, which had a Outfox was their name. And it's really shocking. I'm sure there are going to be lawsuits. There are suppliers who are Chicago companies. And from what everybody says, you know, you can look through the doors, the stuff's on the shelf, although no produce was delivered last week.
Interesting. So, and amid all of that, the Kroger's and Albertsons now selling 166 more stores, seeking approval of their $25 billion merger. It seems like our options when it comes to groceries are becoming more and more limited.
Well, again, the margins at grocery stores, you would not believe it. They're the slimmest of margins. They lose money on some loss leaders. You'd see the ads or the signs to, you know, buy this or that or buy two for one or whatever. And this whole industry is undergoing, obviously, a shakeup. At the top end, where you try and provide luxury kind of prepared foods, you know, things to take home for dinner. That was the whole Dom's. I've been in a Dom's store, and it's, you never have to cook again if you go there. It's expensive. Or at the lower end, where people want to shop and are very price conscious, the supply chain problems and so forth have squeezed margins there. So this is going to be, whoever thought that grocery stores were going to be one of the, you know, we think about the energy sector and gasoline prices is something we've got to watch in the economy. We got to watch the home builders when interest rates go up or down. But grocery stores, big shakeup happening.
And it seems to have to do with, you know, the ability to shop online and whether those grocery stores are outfitted the way people want to shop these days.
I think that's part of it, but I personally think, as they say in the business, margins are being squeezed and people are holding back. People are looking, you know, the price of food as well as gasoline, of course, which we know that's just one number. But when you go to the grocery store, you go, oh my goodness, this is all that's in my cart and it's $88. So I think this is not over yet.
I was talking about Sumo oranges today. It's my new favorite obsession. I bought three, $10.49. For three oranges, Terry. And then
when
you're saying margins are thin. I'm like, what?
Many, many years ago, I remember going to Japan, and an orange cost about $6 or $7. And I thought, wow, thank goodness we have Florida. They don't. I don't know what a Sumo orange is, but when I'm in studio with you, I intend to have you bring one in. I'll pay for my share because it sounds like it's too expensive to be a gift.
And Cindy has a quick question. I'm just going to ask it for her since we're crunched on time. How much should a 24-year-old allocate for their 401k?
As much as possible. Ask if the employer matches your contribution. You, if they take it out automatically, you won't see it, you won't spend it, you won't miss it. So take out the max to get the employer match. That's free money. You've got to take advantage of that.
Terry Savage. You will find her at terrysavage.com. We have a date to eat an orange. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. Looking forward.
Lauren's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.